This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the press asked the president what he thought of his supposed friend, the owner of the New England Patriots, saying that the president's doing the wrong thing, standing up for the American flag and for our veterans and for this country. And Trump said, well, he's allowed to have his own opinion if he wants to, and did flip him the bird. That's why I like Trump telling it like it is. If they can break our will, they win. And that's what they're trying to do. Nationwide, Americans are burning NFL ticket shirts in solidarity with Trump. This is a real info war. We're going to break their will, not ours. We're going to kick the globalists out of this country and off this planet. John Bowne has an excellent report boiling this down, and I'll be back with the main transmission.
It's a little frustrated, man, just because this guy that we've put in charge has tried to divide us once again. You know, this is something I can't stand for, man. And we got, you know.
It's in the WikiLeaks that it's Soros, Colin dumbass. And,
you know, all these people are speaking up.
Spoiled, rotten brat.
It's for the greater cause.
They'll call LeBron James a superstar. He's a super punk. Out calling our president a bum. Another narcissistic mental patient. So these are nothing but paid shills of the very same criminal dirtbag combine that owns Hollywood. And their power is waning. And they know they don't have that firm grip around America's neck anymore. And they push total race war funded by that piece of garbage, George Soros. And that hadn't worked. So they're going full tilt right now. They are balls to the walls in an attempt to bully us back into submission. Of course, you know the famous saying, love it or leave it. And I know the American flag's been used for some wars that were wrong and has been used for even globalist operations. But now the very globalists themselves are trying to get rid of the American flag and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So we hate our own culture and accept globalism that is designed to be evil. America was the idea of freedom, and just that idea changed the world. We were exceptional. We did produce the greatest freedom. We did develop the ideas of the West and science and technology and open free societies, something nobody else did. And now the globalists use our strength, our goodness, our altruism, our openness against us, knowing we have a conscience, to bully us into submission, to blackmail us, to attack us until there's no end to what we won't give into once we start bowing, once we start stepping, once we start fetching. When they say jump, we say how high. And it just shows you how desperate they are to maintain control over the American people.
The basic philosophy between the so-called extreme left people and communists and socialists and the so-called philosophy on the right of the fascists and the Nazis was really the same. How can this be? They're supposed to be opposites of each other. And then I began to realize that there is something more common to all of these philosophies that was left out of my training and education. And that was the ideology of collectivism. I began to realize that the thing that was common to them all is something called collectivism. And that's a word that is not very well used. It's not very entrenched in the vocabulary of most people today. But I found out that it was a very commonly used word about a century ago. People wrote a lot about collectivism, and the opposite of that would be individualism. Those are two words that are sort of abandoned today. But in my view, I think they need to be recaptured and understood and used more.
NFL equals everything that hates America. The NFL is a disgusting, spoiled, rotten group, from the degenerate owners to the coaches to the players to all the filth that watches it and loves it and gives away their life. I told you 20 years ago the NFL was pure propaganda. Now it's all anti-gun, all anti-family, all anti-Christian with the ads. They want to accept ads that aren't. And it's all just a weapon to destroy this country. We'll be back with a full transmission. Spread the word.
One of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this a conspiracy?
What a time that we live in, ladies and gentlemen, where the president is universally criticized in mainstream corporate media across the board for daring to say you disrespect our veterans, you disrespect our country, you disrespect our sovereignty, you disrespect yourselves. When you kneel for the national anthem or join hands together like you're a bunch of thumb-sucking babies in a big publicity stunt so that you can virtue signal the world how good you are and how you stand against America, and then you go to a foreign country, even more incredible, the entire Ravens and Jaguar squads kneel for the U.S. national anthem along with the coaches, the staff, all the scum, but stand, and some of them even put their hands over their heart, for God Save the Queen. God Save the Queen. When the Star-Spangled Banner and the national anthem, which is just one verse of it, is about all the wars we had with the British, the Canadians, which were the French at the time, the traitors, all the rest of it. It's a story about our wars in that early time. And they go to a foreign country and they're so ignorant and so stupid that they're following a corporate program that began 6 years ago with the concussion controversy. And I said at the time, the Justice Department, the criminal investigations, you're going to see the NFL go from being pro-America, at least on the surface, and pro-free market and capitalist, to being openly anti-American, anti-family, anti-God, anti-gun. And now it's all of it. They won't even take conservative ads. Games that air on Father's Day will have up to six different ads, sometimes back to back. I saw one with four ads back to back. We covered it a few years ago. You want to watch the ads, just backlash against anti-Father's Day ads. And you say, why'd they do that? Because it's thematic. Just like we know from Gamergate. You've got the big executives of the video game companies getting together and directing what everybody's going to do politically. And it's the same thing with Hollywood and the same thing with the NFL. All this is the big entertainment industry that is the mouthpiece of the globalist. So when you hear something out of the NFL or you hear something out of these roided up puppets on the field, you're hearing the mouth of Sauron. You're hearing the mouth of Hitler. You're hearing the mouth of ISIS. You're hearing the mouth of George Soros, the mouth of the Federal Reserve, the mouth of the tax-exempt megacorporations that own literal slave factories all over the world when they could pay their people just a dollar an hour more and they would be living a lot better. And it would build up markets in China and markets in Mexico and markets in all these countries where they're exploiting labor. Mexico is nothing compared to China. But they don't want that. They want to keep you poor. They're teaching you austerity's good. They're telling Africans you can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning. You can't have a nice house or you'll burn the planet up, close quote. But it's okay to have a black man tell black people you can't have industry. You can't have industrialization. You can't have civilization. Like Obama, some space alien landing in his big giant airplane with dozens of other aircraft and a 1,000-person detail, over 300 Secret Service agents, landing like a Roman god. And then telling them, you're savages. You don't get nothing. You don't get anything. As if we don't have cleaner technology. As if civilization isn't good. Just the most outrageous crap being shoveled directly at these exploiters. And then here comes the president trying to turn the economy on, trying to get everybody jobs back, trying to get those wages up, trying to stabilize health care, trying to kick out the huge hordes of criminals that are in the country. And he's the bad guy because the president dare say, if there's somebody out there on that field during that national anthem and they want to take a knee and be disrespectful of our veterans and everybody else, get that son of a bitch out of there and say, you're fired. You know why they're so scared of Trump? Because that's pure truth. They misrepresented everything he ever said and everything he ever did. I'm going to play that clip again in a moment. And then when he said that on Friday, they all quadrupled down. They got together on Saturday and decided we're going to come out unified as the owners and the players against Trump and America and literally desecrate the flag and America in front of everyone. And you knew it was going to happen on Saturday when the commissioner of the NFL said, no, they're not disrespecting the flag. He said, quote, you are disrespecting the NFL. They believe you have no culture left. The only culture we had left was the NFL. It was one of the only places that had any Americana left in it. It was a symbol of America, and it was captured via the blackmail over the concussion situation with the Justice Department. And now it's being gelded. And now it's being turned into a wimp sport, just as Trump said. And they're now under the control, scared, bullied by the Justice Department because they made a deal. They're just the owners. They just want their profits. But now you're facing the American people, and now you will be destroyed. I predict the NFL is as popular as national baseball within 3 years. There's no reversing this. The downward trend is complete. The magic's over. It's gone. Because one way the NFL got its allure was talking about veterans and having troops there and talking about heroes over the decades. And so that gave them the allure of the nation's warriors when they're the nation's spoiled, rotten roid heads. When they're the nation's scum. And so you want to know about jumping the Megalodon shark. They just did it. And there's no putting it back together again. Never. Oh, and I love LeBron James opening his stupid, dumb, moron mouth as well. I just love watching the coaches do it. I love it. Keep digging that hole. Let me give you as much rope as I can. Never interrupt your enemies when they're destroying themselves. Never. Never. Good. 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 You arrogant, narcissistic, mile-wide, inch-deep, social justice warrior signaling trash. You won't. If you had the players saying they're kneeling during the anthem to pray for all the dead black children that were aborted, 51%, then I'd say, oh, that's a way to get a lot of attention and still honor the flag and put your hand over your heart or something like that. No. It's not over anything real. It's a bunch of empty, hype-driven people that sit there and watch TV all day and watch ESPN with its plunging ratings. I love how when CNN and MSNBC and all them lost their ratings, 95% of their ratings, turning into total disinformation outlets the last decade, that ESPN became the new mouthpiece of propaganda. And then now its ratings are plunging. And then the NFL goes, we'll do it ourselves. We'll bully America back into submission. Here, let's have everybody kneel or stay inside of the field house. Stay inside the locker rooms while they do this. You know what? Everyone is done. No one's watching you again. It's over. You have given us the catalyst to destroy you. I mean, everybody knows I don't just hype stuff. When my gut knows, it knows. You're done. This is beautiful. Devastating victory. And by the way, Trump lured you in. That's why he said it's not even the same game anymore. He knew it's been captured. And he was killing it. He was putting it out of its misery. And you took the bait because you're not just fighting Trump now. You made it about America and the flag, which was your next target. And Trump knew it. It's like he said, soon they're going to want to ban George Washington statues and Thomas Jefferson. 1 week later, the Democrats all came out and said it. And guess what the new talking point is? They're now saying, and I have the clips coming up. They're now saying, ladies and gentlemen, that, quote, the national anthem is white supremacist, NBC. And I've got all these others, and they're now saying, get rid of the flag. And they're now saying, get rid of all of it. See, America itself is bad. This is the full globalist attack trying to make a bunch of weak-minded people that want to live here and exploit the country and get filthy rich and suck their thumbs while they get exploited and end up destroying their own paychecks. It's like folks that wanted communism in Venezuela. They don't even know 20 years later why they all don't have power and there's no food and they're out on the streets on their butts. They're still bitching, wanting more socialism, thinking if you cry harder, you get something. It'll be the same thing here. All these NFL guys are going to wonder within 3 years. They're already having to renegotiate contracts because the money's gone. Within 3 years, they're going to be making half of what they were. Yeah! Yeah! Good! Good! You're going to hurt America. You want to flush it down. You want to flush the prosperity down. You want to work for a real Nazi collaborator that came up with all this, you dumbasses. Excuse me. I'm going to stop. Folks, I've gotten so mad the last few... I am just done, because it's the scum running this and then the idiots that follow it. It's so transparent. It's so insane. We're going to go to break here in about 20 seconds. And when we come back, I'm going to go through the Trump clips. Folks are boycotting the NFL everywhere. DrudgeReport.com. DrudgeReport.com is linked to our big story about Paul Joseph Watson. Americans nationwide burn NFL ticket shirts with solidarity with Trump. NFL equals Hollywood elite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kadiarmor.com, C-A-D-I-Armor.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, know, you got this attack at the church this weekend, killing a bunch of people, and it was an Islamicist migrant, refugee, of course, that did it. That'll get no coverage. Another black guy killing a bunch of white people, because white people are evil, and MSNBC says they deserve to die. And you get one moron, idiot, racist white guy in South Carolina goes in and shoots and kills nine people at a church. And it's the end of the world, and all white people are guilty and are the devil. No. All black people aren't murdering racists because some black racist Muslim went and killed people. It's the ideology. Just like it's the ideology with the white idiot. I mean, look at this moron. Report, suspect in Tennessee church killing, a pro-Islamicist, black power, Sudanese migrant. And he got wound up by the media and went to a church that had white people in it, and he killed a bunch of them deader than a hammer. But you'll never learn their names. You'll never hear about them by tomorrow. Because it's just another murderous, racist, crazy, black Islamicist going out to kill some white ghettos. You aren't going to see the NFL jerks, the coaches, the team members. You're not going to see them taking a knee. No. Because MSNBC and President Obama and the rest of the media, why, we all know it's the white people. Hillary said, racist white people didn't elect me. Really, the same ones that voted for Trump is the very same group that ended up putting Obama in. The church shooting spree was stopped by an usher with a gun, though. Oh, and it was a woman reportedly that did it? Yeah, you'll probably never hear about that. But again, you get another Islamic attack from a Sudanese invader, an Islamic invader. You know Sudan didn't used to be Muslim. It's just turned Muslim the last 30 years because the Muslims have 4-to-1 ratio what black Christians have. Because it's the Islamic religion to have a bunch of kids to take over, and they've been invading for the last 30 years Sudan and have taken half the country and are murdering every black person they get their hands on above the age of 6 or 7, and they take everybody else back and brainwash them. Islam's the largest religion in Sudan, and Muslims have dominated national government institutions since independence in 1956. According to the UNDP, Sudan, the Muslim population is 97%, including numerous Arab and non-Arab groups. The remaining 3% ascribe to their Christianity or traditional animus religions. And if you go back, it was a Christian country, but it's been a major invasion. That's Wikipedia right there. None of that's accurate, by the way. Wikipedia is accurate. Sometimes, other times, it's not. So that's probably written by the Sudanese government themselves. Look into the Sudanese civil war. The point is it's another Muslim going and killing people. You're not going to hear anything about that because they're white. They deserved it. They were white devils. And I say you kill the white women and the white children. And you say, why kill the beautiful little blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies? And why kill the mothers? Because every 9 months the white woman gets on her back and military enforcements roll out. So I say, God damn it, kill them all. Excuse me taking the Lord's name in vain, but I was quoting for documentary purposes Khalid Mohammed, the leader of the new Black Panther Party. Saying, I say kill those white babies, and you kill them all. You kill the babies, you kill the women. I said you kill them all. Let God sort it out. But you want to bet this guy walking into that church trying to kill as many white devils as he could. But you want to bet he liked to listen to Mr. Muhammad. Look at this guy. The arrogance, the hatred, the enjoyment. Oh, and too bad. Probably would have killed everybody in there, but we're not under an Islamic rule like you are. We're allowed to have guns. Didn't go too well, did it, racist scum? Yeah, that's right. Everybody wants to hate on America, but they just can't wait to get here. They just can't wait to get here and then run the free market system that made it so great into the ground. And they know our weakness. They know that we are open, loving Christian people. So they try to bully us with all this political correctness into submission. And the NFL, the globalists, and all the rest of them have gone too far.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So here is the statement that got all the big controversy going after 3 years of Kaepernick and all the other spoiled rotten babies and all their Black Lives Matter and all their globalist propaganda trying to create racial division in this country that the WikiLeaks documents admit is to control the public and keep us fighting with each other. I mean, it's not my opinion that they're taking issues that comparatively are tiny compared to real issues. A couple hundred black people a year may get killed improperly by police. And as Stalin said, one man is a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic. The number on average is about 240-something black folks get killed by police. Let's just say every one of those folks was innocent, which we know is not true. Millions of black people get aborted every year. tens upon tens of thousands. It's over 3,000 a year just in Chicago, almost all of it black on black. We're talking death. Over 3,000 shootings, 2,000 plus deaths. Look it up yourself. In fact, that's an old number. Last year and this year are already worse. Something like 4,500 in 2016. Test my memory, number of shooting deaths in Chicago. 2016, or maybe it's 4,000 plus shootings and 3,000 plus deaths. Let's just pull those numbers up because my memory is usually dead on, but we'll see. The point is that, let me see, 4,000 plus black people shot by black folks in one city versus 200 and something people shot by cops that are black. And then they did studies and they found out cops statistically shoot whites way out more often. You know why, though? That's because it's not racism, it's fear. And I guess some of you could say it would be racism. But most of the black cops I talk to say they have to slow roll into black areas now because, doesn't matter, they're wearing blue, they're hated, and folks are going to shoot at them and not appreciate them. And so you're not going to risk your life as much if it's an area where you know you're hated. And so the only truth of the racism stuff is that the police are being kicked out of these communities because of media hype, and then it's allowing crime to explode in those communities. And the truth is the cops go into the Hispanic, white neighborhoods, you name it, mixed neighborhoods, and they'll go into a house during a robbery. They'll pull over a car full of people that match the description of bank robbers. They'll do it. They'll risk their lives in an area where they at least don't feel like they're going to get shot in the back out of some house while they're trying to do it. And that's a fact. But see, I know the statistics. I know the numbers. I know the facts. And so do you. But you got folks brain damaged in the NFL. I don't care if they're white or black or Hispanic or whatever they are. They're brain damaged. They signed up to be gladiators. Hey, I'm all for a free country. I'm a libertarian. People want to pay to watch folks beat their brains out. Like to watch race car drivers, you know, go around risking their lives, Dale Earnhardt, you name it. We like to see men risk their lives. And the NFL got blackmailed by the Justice Department, this is on record, into politically being their tool in the last 6 years. And now they're being destroyed because the propaganda that they're putting out in the name of liability protection, meeting with Homeland Security, meeting with the Justice Department, meeting with the different Hollywood spin doctors, has turned America against the NFL. Hey, we got an idea. Let's use the NFL, America's sport, that we've made as American as mom and apple pie, and let's use it as a weapon. And they've done that with ESPN. They've done that with all these news shows. And what's happened? Everyone is deserting them. And so they start out with a project to do this a few years ago and get one idiot to go to a knee. They turn him into a rock star, even though he loses his job and everybody hates him. But still, in the limited bubble of Hollywood and mainstream media, Kaepernick thinks he's really cool. He's so stupid. He thinks because his little commie mommy is on his side, you know, the evil white lady that adopted him. You know, all whites are evil, like the whites in the Tennessee church that got shot by the black Muslim migrant. The child, they always say, oh, we're bringing in migrant children. There's another migrant child, what, 26 years old, and, you know, out just in a church gunning down the evil white people. He went to go find Christians, and he went to go find white people. We now know in his M.O. But that's all right. You won't be hearing about that anymore by tomorrow. So here's the good news. The NFL is a tool of the globalist, and it's destroying itself. And all the wailing and flailing and flopping and foot dragging and screaming and squawking, all of it has done nothing but blow up in their face. It's too bad the NFL got captured in the last 6 years. And it's too bad that now since they've converted their culture into being lapdogs for the globalists, that they aren't smart enough to turn around and smell the coffee. to look which way the wind's blowing, that there's a resurgence of Americana. No, no, no. They hang out in the Hollywood areas. They hang out in the bubble of a bunch of old mummies that like to go to their little award shows and have their trophy wife. You know, you got these old men that have had like 18 heart surgeries and they got to take 14 Viagras and everything, and they've got their wife that's 50 years younger than them, and they hobble up the award show, and you know their wife gets to feel important because they saw some other movie star there, and it's all disgusting and boring and stupid and a bunch of retarded peacocks who really care about being cool in this whole system. And they love radical Islam, and they love Linda Saussure, and they love it all. Because even though they're America, and even though on average they're worth $50, $100 million in the NFL, some of them $200, $300 million, despite all that, they feel like losers. They feel like class envy. They feel like they have social envy and racial envy. Because it's been indoctrinated into them from birth, white, black, it doesn't matter, to hate the country, to see themselves as inadequate, even though they run the country. One of their greatest victories, and now it's blown up in their face, was taking the Ron Paul InfoWars movement of going and protesting the Republican and Democratic parties 10 years ago. We call it the Tea Party. And it just meant getting mad at government, going to public events, speaking out, asking them hard questions. Just like our audience did again in this election, going and saying Bill Clinton's a rapist. And that taking over the airwaves. And the Republicans got scared and they said, we better co-opt this and take it over. And I said, folks, don't freak out. These old guys want to think they're co-opting it. We're co-opting them. We now have massive Trojan horses in the Republican Party. We're going to end up putting the president in down the road. Don't be mad that Ron Paul didn't win the first time or the second time. We're building a movement and we're building momentum. Now you got the Freedom Caucus, and we are inches away from taking over the Republican Party. We're defending the Supreme Court in a desperate fight, but winning right now, but it's desperate. We are dominating in the states, dominating in the legislatures, finally turning the economy back on. The socialist engineers and globalist engineers know they want to make folks poor to fool them into deeper control. That's always the communist program, to get you out of socialism into communism. But we got a major beachhead with Trump. With just his rhetoric, he's dominating and stopping the bullying and energizing the population as a standard, as a flag. He understands that. And rallying the troops under hellish attack, hellishly surrounded. I love other people bitching and complaining when he doesn't do something perfect or give you whatever you want, or they misrepresent what he ever said in the campaign. They claim he's gone sideways. No, he hasn't, except on WikiLeaks and marijuana decriminalization. It doesn't matter, folks. He's not a globalist. He's not your sworn enemy. And we are under attack by literal globalist, pedophile, Satan worshiper scum. Do you understand? Trump is an Americana bull. Who's a 71-year-old throwback, bare knuckles, you know, New Yorker. You don't think it was easy for his dad to come out of nowhere as an immigrant and build a company. And I mean, they had to do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, busting, you know, getting in fights, you name it, to get where they are, folks, and a lot of other stuff. But the point is that Trump now wants to take on the New World Order. See, that's what he wants to hunt. And everybody ought to be thanking their lucky stars every day he's the president. Or we'd be in giant wars. It would just be 10 times more hellish. Hillary would just be backing ISIS and al-Qaeda all over the world and their whole Islamic spring. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then we see President Trump up there surrounded by these wolves. And believe me, I have solidarity with the president because there's only one other person that is as surrounded as me, and that's the president. I mean, I think it's great because I can fire in all directions politically. We can kill them in the information war peacefully. I mean, that figure before they say, I say kill people. No, no, no. We don't want violence. We're winning peacefully. That's why the globalists want a civil war. But believe me, I've seen the whites of their eyes. I've seen the enemy up close. I've seen what they do behind the scenes. I've experienced their full attack of the maximum they think they can get away with without making me a martyr. And all it's done is just enraged me to fight them that much harder. I've just got to control my anger because it is substantive. I just got to get smooth like the president and just channel that energy. But I'm trying, folks. I'm trying as hard as I can. But just to see a bunch of spoiled, rotten slobs, brainwashed, dumbed down, following the Hollywood establishment, and people ask why I hadn't been covering the NFL thing much last year or this year. It's because I've tuned out of it so much, and I'm so sick of it, and I can't even look at people worth $200 million that live in the lap of luxury, one of the freest countries in the world. And the fact that we had a civil war that killed almost a million people to end slavery, and we elected a black president, on and on and on, but all I hear about is how bad we are and how, by extension, I'm bad. And my children are bad because they're white. And I know it's a cooked-up deal by George Soros and big think tanks in their own documents, and it's all a giant fraud, and these idiots won't listen and won't understand it and won't get it through their head. So here's the deal. The NFL must be boycotted at maximum level. Everyone needs to go out now, and the target is to demonstrate on the main roads coming in at NFL stadiums, and I'm going to do it. And you need to do it. And go out there with signs saying the NFL equals BLM, or NFL equals Hollywood Elite, or NFL has been taken over. And we need to expose it and how they got taken over by the Justice Department. That's admitted. And we need to absolutely go out and shame them at every event and at sports bars or wherever. Because I went to a sports bar this weekend with my wife because they got really good hamburgers and stuff. And I didn't mind that college football was on. But I tell you, if they get political, I'm going to tell folks, hey, let's turn this off. And they may not turn it off every time, but there's going to be enough of it where I'm going to walk around to the tables and say, you know what? We should stop watching the NFL because they hate this country. And if folks say, hey, I really don't care, whatever, say that you don't care about anything or a future. And you should call the owners of these sports bars and say, hey, get in the paper anyways. Boycott them. Say, we're not playing the game here. We're going to watch something else. Because what really matters at sports bars is getting around other people and talking and stuff. It's not about going and watching the stupid force-fed Hollywood crap. And if all of you just do a little bit like that, they'll be destroyed even faster. And we need to send them a message. Hollywood's already collapsing. That's admitted. It's crumbling. MSNBC, all the major news channels are falling apart. ESPN is falling apart. The NFL is plunging. And then what do? They arrogantly double down like a degenerate gambler and have gone all in on us. And we've got an excellent hand, folks. We've got a royal flush if we play it. They've got a bunch of nothings. Some ones, some twos, some threes, and their little fat hands. We've got the royal flush, but we can't be bluffed by them. We got to let them play their hand out, ladies and gentlemen. Before we play our hand out, you got to realize what you've got in your hand. You got Americana. You got guts, you got glory, you got will, you got understanding. You see through their crap. It's like the Hispanic football player on the Steelers, who's an Army veteran, the Army Rangers, combat veteran. And they're talking about disciplining him because the coach said the team gives the orders around here. So you get one guy getting on his knee at first and then bullying everybody else, and then everybody's, we're just going to stay in the locker room. Oh, but the coaches and the teams fine folks for spiking the football or doing celebrations or whatever. Oh, but you can desecrate the flag. You can piss on the veterans. You can do that because that's what the corporate bosses want up on top, is to bully the president and use the NFL as a tool of anti-Americana. And it's not that America's perfect, but they're trying to replace it with globalism. Let's play that clip of the president, the clip that started it all. Here it is.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
let's stop right there. The fact that people would think this was radical. The globalists had decided to demoralize us, shut our economy down, sell us out. That's the official globalist plan, just like Obama goes to South Africa, goes to Nigeria, goes to other African countries and says, you can't have cars or air conditioning. It's the same deal. This guy shows up and he goes, yeah, you can have cars and air conditioning. You're not the problem. And let's all come together and let's love each other and hugging black people all over TV and going to black churches and being prayed for and having Christians in the White House. Trump really believes in all this. And that's why they're calling him a racist. Because they're calling having a country and having a flag and having a culture racist. Because the globalists, in their own admissions, want to erase all culture, but their new globalist culture, that's like a computer program that they can tell you, this is political correctness this month, next month it's something entirely different. It's 1984, where you're like, have your whole memory erased every time, and you're just something new every time they tell you, and you think it's cool to be poor, you think it's cool to be a chump, you think it's cool to be an idiot. So this NFL thing is so big because Trump has had the courage to do it and say, boycott the NFL. It's a wimp sport now. It's a joke. It's been taken over. It's controlled, and it's political, and it hates our veterans, and blah, blah, blah. He didn't even say that. Then they come out. They do all that, and the NFL declared war on America, and they're going to lose. But only by this full-on attack did we finally wake up to a bunch of these little one-inch-tall Lilliputians beating the snot out of us. But once we get up on our hind legs, folks, it's clobbering time.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you. You know, we've got Andrew Tate. He's an American British kickboxer, world champion in his weight class, but a really smart guy who I was already aware of a few years ago, but I didn't know his politics. And I saw him on the Paul Watson a few weeks ago, and just really smart guy. But I want to get his take on this national anthem thing, especially because he's American and British. What is it like? Imagine if he came to the United States for a U.S.-British soccer game or something, and then imagine booing or getting on your knee for the British anthem, but then standing up for the American anthem. And imagine the coaches all doing it, and the assistant coaches, and everybody. I mean, it's just war on America, psychological, outrageous, crazy town. Meanwhile, this is so profound, I should have opened the whole broadcast up with this. This is what I should be saying like a parrot. Mayday, mayday, mayday. We're invaded by globalist propagandists. They're trying to cause a civil war. It's all admitted in the WikiLeaks, but you can watch it on television unfold or see it in the streets. This country's being manipulated by foreign enemies that are totally cold-blooded, who've overthrown countless other nations. What is our problem? They just overthrew the whole Middle East. They just overthrew Ukraine. They brag they did it. And they manipulate cultural differences. In Ukraine, it's Orthodox versus Catholic Christians. And they brag about how they do it. It's so stupid. But the people being conned, they just don't want to ever admit they got conned. They get into it, they believe it, and they won't say they're wrong. If I've got any attribute, it's that when I found out I'm wrong, I say it, I want to be better, I admit it to myself. So many other people just will never admit when they've been scammed. I ran into somebody else that I hadn't seen in a while, a good friend of mine, and they were being scammed by Nigerians again. And I got in an argument with them, and they actually started getting irritated with me. I just don't know what to do at this point. I just don't know what to do. But meanwhile, while all this is happening, our country's under attack. And just last Friday, the U.S. with B-2 bombers did nuclear bomb attack runs on the DMZ. I've studied the military, and I've studied the Korean conflict. The only way you do it is total destruction. The media was even asking, is Trump listening to Jones again? Because now he's talking about total destruction and total commitment, and we hit him. No, that's what you do. There'll be no surgical strike, because North Korea will go totally crazy if you do. There's only total commitment. And now they said last week, on Saturday, they had a special session of the UN, because they canceled it Friday. The North Korean head diplomat, the legate, the spokesman, the mouth of Kim Jong-un, said, we have no option left, so we're going to attack the U.S. mainland with a hydrogen bomb, and the attack is imminent. I'm pointing a gun at you. I'm going to pull the trigger. We have to hit them now. And I'm not a warmonger. Neither is Joel Skousen. He's been against all these wars the last 20 years. He says this is the real war. You're going to hit them, because this is real, folks. It's in the game. And you notice the globalists put North Korea in there. They gave them the weapons. See, it's the same thing. There's a lot of players behind the scenes. By the way, we extended it a while, but we are ending the food deal today. I extended it, I said another week. They can't do it anymore. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Highest quality, take advantage. 50% off ends today. It ends today. It ends today. It ends today. It ends today. We'll be back in the second hour. Please support us and pray for us. We're under massive attack.